Well, not to rub salt in the wounds, but it looks like Mike and Kenny were right again. Mishkov is already in the league a year later, and he scored 2 goals last night. It's all right. I'll keep waiting for 2028 when the Wings prospects are up. Kenny, it is frustrating.
It's pain, Mike.
Remember all the Wings fans calling in, he may never come over to the States. He's here a year later.
I'm not sure he would have ever come to Detroit. Russian players are very weird in that. I don't know how many teams were on his I'm not going to play there list.
Kenny says Russians are weird.
The way they behave in the league is a very specific way.
Kenny refers to Russians as those people.
Anything else,
Kenneth?
They're strong-willed men, all right? They will go back to Russia. They don't care.
Let's just move on. So
next he's going to say build a wall.
Oh! Wow. Every show!
All right. Now, let's focus. College football. There's a question on this show sheet. And I'm going to try to be as fair as possible. But after both Michigan and Michigan State were on bye week, it's a simple question that has very complicated answers. And it goes for both teams. And it's not even what would success look like. Is success even on the table for either of these dreadful football teams? Michigan and Michigan State. I'm convinced no fan is having any fun watching either of them. So the question is a little bit, what would success look like at the end of the year? But it's partially, does success even exist? Is success on the table?
I like that.
Now, that depends on who you are, right? Now, I told you before the season, you want success for State, no smart. 7 wins. I can't help that they dumped the BC game, and BC's awful. They are. And now it's Iowa, it's Michigan, it's Illinois, it's Purdue, it's Indiana, it's I don't know who else, who cares? The point is, I don't know, can they get to 7? I mean, it would have to be 7-5 and a win over Michigan. That's what I would need to feel successful. But if you're a Michigan fan, like the morning show was talking about it, I thought Gov actually sounded good from the Tecumseh area, where Gov was saying, like, this is a crossroads game for Michigan.
Illinois game?
Yeah. If they lose to Illinois, you do, I'm not breaking news, but in the world we live in, the minute you lose your third game, how do I know my best players don't just say, peace?
It's Michigan, Mike.
Oh, my bad. It's a cabal.
That's Michigan.
But if they lose to Illinois, it means you're totally capable of losing to Indiana. You're absolutely losing to Oregon. You're absolutely losing to Ohio State. I haven't arrived at a place where I think you're losing to MSU. The point is, you'd be in line for 5 losses, maybe 6. That's a disaster. That's arguably the biggest fall from grace for a national champion in the last 70 years.
You can't say, here's what the other thing that you would see if you lose this game to Illinois, it's the team not believing in themselves. And we kind of saw this in baseball with the Twins, where all of a sudden things just weren't going their way. And any and everything that could possibly happen to them would just start happening to them. And they just, not quitting, but man, it's just like, I don't know if we're going to win this week. So, yeah, this game, Illinois, it is crossroads. Because if you lose, now you're staring at, man, are we going to go 7-5, 6-6? What's that State game going to be like? And I think, yeah, the biggest thing is, at what point do your NFL first rounders just kind of tap out and say, I'll see you guys at the alumni banquet.
Look, you said it before the show. So this is Rico reporting. I just happen to agree with it. Will Johnson needs to play because Will Johnson's costing himself money.
Yeah.
Sorry, not sorry. Like, Will Johnson needs to play. But like Mason Graham? Colston Loveland? I do wonder. I hate saying it because that's the age we're in. Hell, MSU might have players decide to leave. We don't have anybody any good.
Who? The punter?
Yes.
His leg's tired?
Yes. Maybe our team strength and conditioning coach, since everyone's getting hurt.
Jonathan Kim, man, I'm sick of kicking field goals.
I've had enough. But I would love to know. And look, this is why it's telling, Rico. Yeah. These two teams have killed their fan bases. Killed.
I have. It's why going back to, I think it was after the BC game, and you're like, you're writing this team off. I'm like, Mike, look at that schedule. Their next win could end up being Purdue on November 22nd. And, you're like, you were beaten. I'm like, I'm not beaten, man. It's just kind of reality kicking in. Like, man, you know, BC, Ohio State, Oregon, Iowa, Michigan, Indiana. That's a gauntlet. If you're Michigan State, if you get three wins and you make it to a bowl game, you've cleared the bar. Seven wins, and I think you have success. Six wins, bowl game, cleared the bar. You get to kind of develop some players. They could buy in and say, okay, coach, I see what we're trying to do here. If you could get Aiden Childs to, less turnovers and more scoring in the red zone, yeah. For Michigan, it really is going to boil down to, and David, I'll leave this up to you because this is your team. At what point? Because I think Michigan State is playing for next season already when they started. At what point do you start playing for next year? That's success. Like, if you win these games and you're still playing for a playoff spot, because I think that's success for you. Can you sneak and win one of these games? Can you get Oregon at the Big House? That's success for you. That's what I deem successful Michigan is, a win over Oregon at the Big House. If not, you got to start looking at next year.
I think success also would include beating Michigan State. You cannot lose to Michigan State.
Why? We're not your rival. That's what I'm told.
I can't believe you said that with a straight face.
Because you can't then beat Oregon, but you lost to Michigan. You can't. You got to beat both of them. Back-to-back weeks, you got to beat Michigan State and you got to beat Oregon. That would be success to me.
Can I help you?
Sure.
You're not beating Oregon.
I
need
I
to
believe
help
that. I do believe that.
Okay.
But
just trying to help you.
That would,
unless Oregon's entire team has a case of the poops and they're starting literal ducks on the field.
But
you're not beating Oregon.
And I hear you, but you do have to also admit that if they do, it is successful.
David, once again, aggressive. Aggressive. It won't stop.
On the airplane. In the bed, in training table, on the field, mid-play. There's no scenario.
I'm laughing unless they're starting literal ducks.
Right. Duck off motorcycle playing right guard. Dude, you need to chill.
248-539-9797.
People, is college football this dead in this state? Are you kidding me? Kenny could talk sexual exploits, we'd have full lines. What are we doing here? It is foliage season. It's October. Football. It is the first time we can talk Michigan to Michigan State here. Guys, you okay out there? or is your apathy a sign that success is not on the menu? Mm-hmm. That there is nothing your teams will do within reason that will make you remotely happy? I'll tell you this, if State has any pathway to seven wins, they better win Saturday. Don't try to build, not you, I'm saying people, don't try to build Iowa into something I need to care about. They're gross.
Well, ironically enough, Mike, I think two times the program kind of took that step. D'Antonio was a homecoming game. They got the stop. They ended up winning 16-13.
Adam Decker.
Yes.
Sean Green.
Yeah, R.I.P. Adam Decker.
That was awful. Yeah. I couldn't believe when I read that.
Me neither. And then 2013.
Rose Bowl year.
Yes.
Connor Cook at Kinnick.
Everything changed against Iowa.
Remember they ran the fake speed option, and then he stepped back, put his foot in the ground, and threw the bomb, and you're like, where'd that play come from? What is this?
Benny Fowler. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, everything kind of changed. You're hoping that this Iowa game will be the same thing where it will lead to a better future.
Let's check in on Aiden reading the defense. I mean, I want you to be right. Success is seven wins, and show me there's a window to something here. For Michigan, I don't know what success looks like. I would say it would be 8-4, but it's clear no one would be happy with that. It'd be 8-4, and you don't have a quarterback. Reality is it ain't like Tuttle's back next year.
What you mean we're not doing some special show for next week in the parking lot?
No. No.
Do it in the bathroom.
Yeah. Honestly. If we did a preview show for Michigan and Michigan State, it wouldn't be four chairs on stage. There'd be four toilets. All of us sitting on one. I would just love to know. But again, maybe your apathy is the answer.
Yeah.
But see, I do. This is the problem. The problem is also, I was thinking about this weekend. You watch Ohio State and Oregon, and I'm still watching it like it's old school where, wow, this is winner take all, losers in trouble. And then you think about it. Will Howard losing on the football field, it really didn't matter. Ohio State's still going to make the playoff. The game effectively means nothing. I wonder if that's altered how people react to stuff. Is it easier for fans to detach because the wins and losses don't really matter? You can lose two games. You still go exactly where you got to go. I mean, Kenny would have been taking the bridge with Georgia losing a few weeks ago.
I was just saying that today.
He's calm as a cucumber.
That game now, it's a lot less important.
Kenny, you can lose to Texas. You're still going to the playoff with two losses.
But here's the thing. As I told Kenny yesterday, it means you're packing your stuff and you're going on the road. And you may be playing in someplace cold. You may be playing in front of the whiteout in Happy Valley. He's like, bring on the snow. Careful what you wish for.
I'd love to see it.
I would, too.
I agree with you. But go ahead, 248-539-9797. What does success look like for Michigan and Michigan State this year? And is it even on the table, or have you checked out? Have you taken your Saturday passions to Sunday, and you just don't bother anymore? Yeah. I don't know.
No, I think, well.
Doesn't help. I mean, one school's playing at night every week. I don't know what the hell the plan is there. It's ridiculous.
Well, yeah. Haller got upset, and there's an article, Angelique wrote an article saying enough's enough.
We did. Really?
Yeah.
Alan, up next, I'm waiting for him to just say CMU is a scumbag university and they're banned.
I thought he said that.
No, not. I want him to say that.
Okay.
Jim McElwain is a POS.
They're still investigating this. A year later.
Sure, it's going well. Who's doing the investigation? Mr. Bean?
They probably should have got the same people who investigated Shohei, because that was done in 72 hours.
Nope, no gambling here.